And although the 1919 expedition had reported a 10% experimental uncertainty in the deflection on the basis of observations of a dozen stars, and an agreement with Einstein's theory to an accuracy also of about 10%, several of the later eclipse expeditions found that they could not achieve that accuracy, even though they had observed many more stars. It is true that the 1919 eclipse was unusually favorable for this sort of observation. Nevertheless, I am inclined to believe that the astronomers of the 1919 expedition had been carried away with enthusiasm for general relativity in analyzing their data. Indeed, some scientists at the time had reservations about the 1919 eclipse data. In a report to the 1921 Nobel Committee, Svante Arrhenius referred to various criticisms of the reported results on the bending of light. Once in Jerusalem, I met an elderly Professor Samburski, who in 1919 had been a colleague of Einstein at Berlin. He told me that the astronomers and physicists at Berlin had been skeptical that the British astronomers could really achieve such an accurate test of Einstein's theory. This is not for a moment to suggest that any dishonesty had crept into these observations. I can imagine all the uncertainties that plague you when you measure the deflection of light by the sun. You are looking at a star that appears in the sky close to the sun's disk when the sun is blotted out by the moon. You are comparing the position of the stars on photographic plates at 2 times 6 months apart. The telescope may have been focused differently in the two observations. The photographic plate itself may have expanded or shrunk in the interval. And so on. As in all experiments, all sorts of corrections are needed. The astronomer makes these corrections the best way that he or she can. But if one knows the answer, there is a natural tendency to keep on making corrections until one has the right answer, and then to stop looking for further corrections. Indeed, the astronomers of the 1919 eclipse expedition were accused of bias in throwing out the data from one of the photographic plates that would have been in conflict with Einstein's prediction, a result they blamed on a change of focus of the telescope. With hindsight, we can say that the British astronomers were right, but I would not be surprised if they had gone on finding corrections until finally their result with all these corrections fit Einstein's theory. It is widely supposed that the true test of a theory is in the comparison of its predictions with the results of experiment. Yet with the benefit of hindsight, one can say today that Einstein's successful explanation in 1915 of the previously measured anomaly in Mercury's orbit was a far more solid test of general relativity than the verification of his calculation of the deflection of light by the sun in observations of the eclipse of 1919 or in later eclipses.